The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
A few of you texting in looking for the name of Ethan Hawke's book. It's A Bright Ray of Darkness and it's published by William Heinemann and it's out now. And a texter also saying, wasn't he very open with your nosy questions? And listen, you've no idea. Normally you're interviewing those kind of people and there's three people sitting in on it and it's, there's no personal questions or anything. He was very open about everything, wasn't he? Now, back to the business of our miserable lives at the moment. So it's going to get very cold this week. Getting colder as the week goes on. Emer Flood, meteorologist with Met, Erin is on the line. Emer, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I know this is a bit like the vaccine rollout and that there's a certain amount of uncertainty about later in the week, but what's the picture for the next while?
Well, we are going into a bit of a cold spell that's going to last well into next week as there's colder air has moved from kind of from the east, so Scandinavia, Siberia direction over North Europe, and that's brought a lot of snow already to Britain and parts of North mainland Europe. But for us, it means that the days and nights are going to get progressively colder from now on, and that air, because it's cold, also is dry, so any precipitation is going to be in the form of showers coming off the Irish Sea, and these showers will turn to sleet or snow as they hit the cold air over land.
Okay, so, when do we expect snow then?
You can expect from tonight, there'll be kind of well-scattered showers. Many areas will be dry, and the showers will kind of pick up in frequency kind of from Monday and later into Tuesday. And but many areas, in the particularly in the west, will kind of escape these wintry showers. However, on Thursday, it looks like there could be more significant widespread snowfall across the country as rain from the Atlantic moves in from the southwest. And that could potentially bring more significant accumulations on Thursday and Friday.
And when you say significant accumulations, you see kids are going to be getting very excited now. What you're saying in English is that the snow could be staying on the ground towards Thursday, Friday, yeah?
It's a little bit difficult to say because behind that snow and rain is going to be milder air. So it's kind of uncertain to say at the moment how long it will stick. But it does look like that there's going to be snowfalls on Thursday night. So it could be quite disruptive.
OK, Emer Flood of Met Erin, thank you very much for that.